Morning Show on East Coast FM.
The Morning Show
with Declan Meehan.
In association with Carol and Kinsella Toyota Black Rock, just off the N11, serving South Dublin and North Wicklow.
It is time. Here he is, making his entrance.
The Holiday Doctor on East Coast FM's Morning Show.
Brought to you by CassidyTravel.ie, Ireland's multi-award-winning travel experts. You can visit us in one of our travel shops or online at CassidyTravel.ie.
Yes, the Holiday Doc is here. Joe Supple, he's taking us on a trip to Tenerife this morning in the Canary Islands. Good morning to you, Joe.
Declan, and a very good morning to you and all your listeners.
Good morning. What's the difference between all the Canary Islands? Are they much the same, or is there special magic connected with each of them?
They all have their own little special thing. Tenerife be the biggest of the Canary Islands, and then obviously you've got Lanzarote, you've got Fuerteventura, and then you have Gran Canaria. So, yeah, but Tenerife to me, I only started going there a couple of years ago. It's one of my favourite islands, actually. It's a very, very big, as I said, it's the largest island. For people who haven't been there before, you fly into the south of the island. So the north, I think there's a very bad plane crash there many years ago, but not many flights come into the north of the island. And there is a big difference, actually, because, you know, the south of the island, temperatures can be just like between 5 and 6 degrees, actually hotter in the south of the island. That's where a lot of people go there. It's a very popular place for people to go. Irish holidaymakers have been going there for years. Now, getting there, I went to Aer Lingus, and they operate 5 flights at the moment per week. Dublin's Tenerife, with fares starting there about $69.99 one way, including taxes and charges. And that's increasing daily from the 28th of June. They'll be having the flights there daily as well, which is very good. And for people who haven't travelled in quite a while, I know things have quite changed, obviously, with COVID and that. With Aer Lingus, just so people know, before, in the old days of bringing your 10 kilo on or checking your 20 kilo in, now all 10 kilo bags are included in your check-in price, unless you want to pay to bring it as hand luggage. Just not to confuse listeners, but so in other words, you could put your liquids in, but you get it free, your 10 kilo check-in, which is really good.
It is,
you know,
yeah.
Or else you can pay to bring it as a hand luggage, you know, or something like that as well. So as I said, aerlingus.com, all the details are on there, 5 flights per week, and the fare price is there as well.
God, it must be very popular, is it? I mean, 5 flights a week.
It's really extremely popular, yeah. And again, it's going daily from the 28th of June. I mean, the amount of, like, the resort over there, I've been there many times before. Now, I did end up picking to the Spanish holidays when I went over, the 3rd to the 10th. But the resort was really, really busy. Like, the place I stayed in, which I'll talk to you about the hotel now very soon, was absolutely full to capacity for the whole week.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, so.
Well, better tell us about the hotel then, as we don't to leave Anton out. Off you go.
I will, yeah. I stayed in the Grand Oasis Hotel, which is a really nice hotel. It's in Playa Las Americas. 220 rooms there. As I said, full. Lovely area, and it was great. I noticed a lot of families there, and it was like, you know, the entertainment staff were looking after them all day. There's all different activities and stuff going on. You can book that on room only, bed and breakfast, half board, or all inclusive. Again, a lot of people are opting for the all inclusive, Declan, and the main reason being is you know how much you're spending before you go there. You know, kids love the ice creams and the, you know, the drinks and the breakfast, yeah, lunch and dinners included. And of course, having a few little beers lying by the pool and whatever. And they have 2 big, large pools there. I stayed in one of their, it's solarium rooms, they call it. So in other words, it's a room, but you have an upstairs solarium. Sort of, I stayed away from the kids a little bit and had a bit of quiet time, a little glass of vino there. But definitely worth a visit. For people who haven't been to Playa Las Americas before, from the airport, it's about a 15-20 minute transfer at the most. You're right into the centre of everything there. You've got all the sort of, you know, the hot spots, really good restaurants, and again, eating out, drinking is really, really cheap there. And I have to say, Declan, you know, my friends go away there quite a bit, and they said, did you have the €1 pint? And I said, no, I didn't get, you know, it's always sitting there having the 2.50, 3.50, whatever. So I ventured out and looked, you know, down on the beach area there, which is only about a 15-20 minute walk from the resort. I found the €1 pint, and it was delicious, I have to say, you know, because I know you always compare to the, how much is the drink and how much is the price, but again, you can go out there, starters, you're talking about €5, main course anywhere between sort of 10 to €12, very, very reasonable to eat out and drink out there as well. And also, just which was only came in since the end of last week, people travelling to Spain would have been familiar with the Spanish locator form, similar to what we had in Dublin. That's been abolished now, so you don't need your Spanish locator.
Just get on, back to normal, are we?
Back to normal, your QR code, that's all you need, that you're vaccinated and you're good to go. But I definitely would recommend it. And again, you know, at the time, the moment, the degrees around 22 to 25 degrees at the moment, which is very pleasant, very, very nice, you know. So I think everyone's looking forward to getting away to a little bit of a summer sun. So it's definitely a place worth considering.
So I like the sound of that. You'll have full board, that's great with the kids and all that sort of stuff. But if you're without the kids, to go out, it's actually reasonable to have a meal out and the accompaniment of the wine, etc., is cheaper.
It's so cheap there. And of course, you know, it's a duty-free island as well. So, you know, you notice at the end of your bill, you're paying 8% tax, you know, whereas here, obviously, we're paying, what, 23 or VAT, should I say. Yeah. You're paying an awful lot more on that. And for people, I know some people are sort of looking at, they haven't been away for 2 years, they want something, you know, luxurious-wise. You also do have the Royal Garden Villas, which is in a place called Adeque. It's about 10-15 minutes away from Las Americas. Beautiful private villas there. So if you're thinking of pushing the boat out and spending that few bob you've been saving the last 2 years, I would definitely recommend the Royal Garden Villas. It's a beautiful, run by an Irish lady who's been living down there for 35 years.
Okay.
There you go, Co Fiona, who's really good as well. So I would definitely recommend it as a resort. Fabulous for families. But again, if you're looking at getting away for a couple, it's definitely a great destination to go to.
And the south that you fly into, and it's warmer there.
It's warmer degrees. Yeah, absolutely.
You've sold it to me. I'm wondering, when am I going to Tenerife?
Oh, it's definitely worth the visit, actually.
Yeah, very good. Listen, I want to talk to you in the minute. Timmy Dooley witnessed. This is a senator in Clare for Fianna Fáil. He said he saw at first hand how a number of drunken passengers on a recent flight caused distress to others on board. The Gardaí actually boarded that flight when it landed. You know, behaviour on board planes.
Declan, it's a complete no-no. People don't realise that, you know. I mean, I've been on planes myself and I've been sort of sitting there aghast by, you see, the way some passengers, you know, having too many drinks. I wonder, is it to do with the DAA opening, you know, to be there 3.5 hours before? Nothing really to do with that. Look, people don't mind. You have your few little drinks, you behave yourself, you listen to the cabin crew. And it is really particularly important, Declan, you know, because at the end of the day, you know, they're fully trained staff and they have to keep an eye on everything. And the cabin crew, I've seen it myself before on a few different aircrafts. They will go down once, maybe twice, and then, you know, it's time to call the pilot. And you do risk, you put a risk of, you know, the plane being diverted to the nearest airport, and it's going to be a huge fine, maybe even imprisonment. Yeah. So you just got to be so careful that you've got to respect other, you know, passengers on the plane. And people are nervous flyers as well. And if you've somebody there party in the middle of the aisle, you know, you've nowhere to go. You're contained.
Okay, Garda Civil, not to be messed with either, by the way, if you get off.
There you go, Declan, absolutely.
All right, that is Joe Supple. Thanks for meeting you, Joe.
Great stuff.
Tenerife,
thanks, Declan.
You've sold it to me. That's what I said to you.
Yeah, up and away.
The man, good man, Joe.
Great stuff.
The Holiday Doctor on East Coast FM's Morning Show.
Brought to you by CassidyTravel.ie, Ireland's multi-award-winning travel experts. You can visit us in one of our travel shops or online at CassidyTravel.ie. Yeah.